President Bush is trying to revive his faith-based initiative. A year ago, the House passed a bill that would pay federal money to religious groups for providing social services. The bill has stalled in the Senate. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moore reports the president is no longer waiting for Congress to act.
The president has chosen to work behind the scenes by having five cabinet agencies rewrite the rules they use to contract social services from the private sector. Shortly after he took office, he asked the Departments of Education, Labor, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, and the Department of Justice to find and report on impediments to greater cooperation with faith-based service providers. That report has become the map for the White House campaign to rebuild momentum for the initiative. Supporters applaud the effort as both principled and pragmatic, but critics such as Barry Lynn of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State say the president's strategy is disingenuous.
He is absolutely determined, it seems, to implement through the back door of regulation by federal agencies everything that he wants. And this is really a slap in the face of the Congress and its work toward a legitimate solution.
But supporters such as Joe Leconte of the Heritage Foundation say President Bush has not given up on Congress, that he's lobbying hard for Senate action. But Leconte says the reports from the five departments provided another opportunity to advance the initiative, uncovering clear bureaucratic obstacles to legitimate collaboration with religious organizations.
And the agencies now are trying to streamline that process. So that's a good thing. And I think most people of goodwill agree that unnecessarily good organizations have been cut out of this process, and we ought to bring them in, certainly in a way that's constitutional, that respects the separation of church and state, respects the religious freedom of the people who are being helped.
But the Bush administration is taking a broad view of the separation of church and state, far broader than in any bill likely to make it out of Congress. For example, one reason the initiative stalled in the Senate was concern about possible direct government funding for religious activities. New procedures being implemented by the Department of Housing and Human Services would allow tax dollars to go to social service providers, even if prayer is part of that service. Joe Leconte says that doesn't mean there's a conflict of interest.
You have a separate budget for the explicitly religious things that are going on in that house of worship, the worship services, buying the Bibles. But then you have a different budget for the soup kitchen, for the drug treatment program that may be run.
Better yet, he says, religiously affiliated service providers should apply for nonprofit status from the IRS to ensure government money is kept separate. But Barry Lynn of Americans United says that's not enough, and the administration knows it. And he says while the White House may be able to bypass Congress, there's one more branch of government that may not be so easy to avoid.
If grants go to programs that seem to be serving up salvation along with supper, there will be lawsuits. But the administration, frankly, seems to be putting up a very large sign that says, sue us, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
But the Bush administration is forging ahead. In addition to the changes being instituted in the five federal departments, the administration plans to hold seminars around the country to teach more than 5,000 religious groups how to use current law to win federal funding, and to show state governments how to revise their own procedures for working with faith-based organizations. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.